It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Other people's problems, OPP for short. TX, what's on deck?
Ellen is here and she's wanting to know if she should date her boss.
I guess. Can solve this? Yay! Ellen, no. Thanks for calling. We have some nice parting gifts for you. Okay, explain why you think that's a good idea.
Okay, well, obviously, you already think I'm a horrible person, but, I mean, I've been in love with him for the past 5 years. This goes deep. And we work really closely, and we have amazing chemistry, and the flirtation is 100% mutual, so I'm, like, pretty sure he knows how I feel.
Can you describe, is it just, here's a fun thing. I think it's real if you think it's real. I think more often than not, men, I hate to just throw my entire species under, but we misinterpret kindness with flirtation far too often. Sure. Where it's like, she talks to me and she's so nice. Yeah. And then the other day she like said there was something on my shirt, so she totally wants to bang. And you're like, what? No, she doesn't.
She didn't even tell me to get lost.
Right. But like, if you as a woman think that it's real, like, is there touching? Have you kissed, or is it just?
No, I mean, we haven't kissed, but the kiss energy has been there, and nothing has happened. And it's like, it's more than just like, obviously I like him as a person. So yes, I ask how his day's going and I do the things that are like the nice things, but there's a little more like, you know, and I mean, not that I especially dress for him or anything, but he definitely notices and will say something when I look extra amazing. And, you know, I compliment his appearance, but in a very, like, this is my boss way, like, hey, that's a nice tie. Like, I try to keep it on the line, but there's probably flirtation energy underneath because he's really attractive.
So then your concern is from a employer-employee standpoint. Does your company, like, frown on that sort of thing? Is that the thing holding you back? Because it's like,
okay, can there be a couple things holding me back? Because that's one of them. Yeah, I mean, pretty much, like, if anything happens, one of us would have to, like, we could work in the same company, but I couldn't be his direct report. So somebody would have to make a parallel move.
Well, that would obviously be you, wouldn't you? It was like,
easy on the parallel move comments.
Yeah. Right. So you're worried about that. But if the flirtation energy is there, we can work through that.
Well, also, he's married. That's why the kiss energy never
we're
does
like,
anything.
We're because... like 3 minutes into it. So we're not doing an OPP about dating your boss. We're doing an OPP about dating a married man. Like,
my married boss. Come on, it's not like I lied to you.
It's a little like you lied to us, because it's a little like you buried the... He's separated? He's on the path of a divorce? Yeah. Or he's married?
Okay, so obviously because we're colleagues, like there's sometimes work events where like spouses and, you know, significant others are invited. So I've met her a few times, and I mean, look, she's just not the right woman for him. And besides, like, he pretty much never even mentions her when we're together. Like, I'll ask him how his weekend was, and, like, he somehow manages not to mention his wife.
Are you poking around? Are you trying to see if he'll mention his wife?
I mean, sort of. I don't know. Like, I don't want to make an idiot of myself. I don't want to put anyone in a weird position. But we do have a work trip coming up, and I think it's the moment to try to, you know, make a move and see what happens, right? Because I don't I think he knows how I feel. Like, the flirtation is there, but I don't know if he really knows how I feel.
Uh-huh.
And I gotta say, I never thought I would be a homewrecker, but
uh-huh.
I can't stop thinking about him. I can't stop the feelings I have for him. And people meet in all kinds of weird ways, right? Like, you know, relationships end, and sometimes okay. then a new relationship starts. And
Ellen,
like,
let me do this. Like, can what? I just, I'm going to, based on the information everyone has heard to this point, here's the phone number, 303-222-5423, or feel free to text in your thoughts at 51059. I have been in situations where I didn't let go of one relationship branch before I had my hand firmly on mm-hmm. another.
Doing the Tarzan.
Yes.
Swinging through.
Through the jungle. And I'm not proud of that at all. I think it's... Mm. And I think the weirdest part, like, taking your boss situation, and like, could you ever trust a man? If he says, yes, I'll dump my wife for you, then how do you trust that he's not going to dump you for the next?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know. There is a point where...
Yeah. Or I'm wondering too, Ellen, if you do make a move on this work trip, he might be open to that. And then he might go, yeah, that, I mean, that was a one-time thing.
Or it can continue, but as side work.
Yeah, true.
Not the main attraction.
Mm-hmm.
Are you willing to be a mistress, or you want the whole...
I mean... It would definitely not be that way, because the connection between us is really real.
Okay.
So the question, like, normally this is where I come in with some brilliant summation of everything that's been said, and then call to action, people call and give you advice. So the advice you seek today is what? Make them move on your married boss on the work trip, or don't? Or is your question push this out of your head completely? Like, what do you want to be talked into this? Do you want to be talked out of it? Do you want tips on how to pull it off? What are you looking for?
I mean, I guess, like, well, since the work trip is coming up, the most pressing question is, like, should I seize the moment when we're on this trip together? Why are you laughing? Why is that funny?
Because I'm a guy, and I'm afraid he will just go for it, even if it's the wrong decision for everyone.
Yeah, because guys aren't in that situation enough. That's not an excuse, but we're not as prepped to turn women down.
Crimes happen as a result of means, motive, and opportunity. And opportunity presents itself 1% of the time to men as it does to women.
Right.
So too many men, when given the opportunity, the motive is just lurking, and mm-hmm. you just jump.
Yeah. And that's, I'm worried about, like you said, the backside of this, of after coming home from the trip, even if you do make the move, are you going to be better off at your job? Is he
better? You know? Yeah. Will she get a promotion? Ellen, do us
well,
a favor.
That would solve the direct report problem at least, right?
Yeah. I guess he'll be report. Okay. You won't be under him figuratively anymore. hang on. I don't even begin to know what to say.
I mean, Mike is like, no, you don't go. You don't do that. If he's married, I mean, there's a reason he's married. You wait until he's not married, if that's the decision he's going to make. But I've also seen it before. I mean, it's like the movie trope of, if you have these underlying feelings for somebody, are you supposed to take it to your grave if they're taken already, or are you supposed to be open about it?
There's times in my life where I'm like, this feels like somebody who should be in my life, and I've regretted not making the move in the past. Mm. So, Ellen needs to know whether or not to pursue her boss,
mm-hmm.
who's also married.
It's somebody saying she's her best friend. She wants to call in.
Let me go look. Ellen's best friend?
Yeah, hold on. Let me go see.
I'll wrap this up. You go get the phones. Ellen needs to know if she should make a move for her boss, who's also married. They feel the chemistry. Tell her what to do next. 303-222-5423.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We are trying to help out Ellen. It's other people's problems. Ellen called in and basically is falling for her boss, which presents some at-work problems, as one would think.
A lot of flirting.
What did you say?
A lot of flirting going on, but they haven't crossed the line yet.
There's a work trip coming up, and she thinks this might be the opportunity. She did not disclose to us until a few minutes into the call that the boss is also married. She believes, having met this woman, that they're wrong for each other, but she doesn't necessarily know of any marital issues yet. But this work trip may be just the marital issue that they need. Normally at this point, we would take a bunch of calls, and we will take a bunch of calls, and Ellen would just listen in. But Ellen is sticking around because Ellen is does the name Stephanie ring a bell to you?
My Stephanie?
Yes, your Stephanie.
My best friend, Stephanie?
Yes. So she's on the phone with us. She texted in, Stephanie?
Yes. Hi, Ellen.
Yes, hi.
So you heard what's going on, or what's your, have you, like, if you're her best friend, you probably already knew that she was falling for the boss. Tell us what compelled you to be a part of this today.
Because I'm sick of her. She's not telling you everything. I don't even know why she's coming on here looking for advice, because Ellen, you've done this before. I don't even remember the last time you've dated a single guy.
A single
guy? What?
You mean not just one guy at a time. You mean a single person. Like she's a,
No, she's a serial dater of men who are married or in a relationship. That's the only type of men that she seems to attract and date. And I'm sick of it.
I mean, like, as your friend, that's unfair, Stephanie. That's really unfair. I mean,
when
no,
we were in college, is what you're doing to these women. That's what's unfair.
Well, I can't help but if Marissa's boyfriend was really into me. That was not my fault. And that was in college. That was forever ago.
So
it is your fault to accept the advances, and not only that, try to pursue relationships with these men. What are you doing? You're stupid to think any of them will leave their wives for you.
Ellen, I don't know how long I want this pain to go on between the two of you, but like, and Stephanie, I'll ask you the questions about the future of your friendship here in a second, but like, Ellen, is there any truth to what she's like? It sounds like you're admitting to one that happened in college, but has there been, okay, do you tend to covet other people's significant others?
No, I mean, that is really an unfair thing to say. I can't help it if guys who are attached fall for me. I can't help that.
You can help it. You're the one making the decisions. You can say no. That's a thing. You think women have fought all these years for just say no, just for you to act like you don't have a choice in this? And as my friend,
it's different when your heart is in it. Yes, I mean, consent is essential, but I do consent. Like, if my heart is in it, then yes, that's what I want. I want love. We all want love.
But
you can find love from a man who doesn't have a wife or girlfriend. And as your best friend, I don't even know how I can trust you. I don't know if I can trust you around my own man, because if you're willing to continue to do this willingly and knowingly, I cannot respect that. It's one thing to do it once, even twice, because nobody's perfect. We all make mistakes. However, you're going on about this as if you're some young teenage girl in love. No, this is a married man who is your boss, by the way. Don't you care about your reputation at work? Everybody knows he's married.
Okay, well, first, let's go back to the beginning of what you just said, because I'm not attracted to Todd, so you have nothing to worry about.
Okay.
That's not going to happen. And why are you talking to me like this? Because you need to hear it. As your friend, I have to tell you the truth, and I'm not going to sit by and watch you be stupid. And not only be stupid, but potentially break up families, be a homeworker, and hurt other women. How would you feel if someone did this to you, or how would you feel if someone did this to me?
Do you think that maybe you should tell her this, like, not on a radio show or something? Because I'm not comfortable.
No.
Whatever works, whatever is going to get it through her head, because we've had this conversation privately, and she continues to do it. And at this point, might need therapy. Because for you to come on the radio and act like you've never done this before is crazy.
Okay. You're being really unfair because it's like you just don't want to acknowledge that some relationships aren't working. And like the guys were saying, there are a lot of men who are not going to break up with their girlfriend or their wife or their whoever until they've already found someone else.
Oh my God, that is not what I was saying. Just because I've done that and I feel terrible having done that. I don't need you to take my words as like the Tarzan method is the preferred method of going from partner to partner. That's the least preferred. Let go of a branch, walk around, discover who Tarzan is, then get a new branch. Better play. Way better play.
No, I get that, but I'm a realist.
Let their situation play out before you try to hop in there.
Okay.
Crazy. And what do they always say? You get them how you lose them. Do you really think, let's say this guy does leave his wife. How many times have you done this before where they don't leave their wives, and you're always the one left holding the bag? So even if that does happen, what do you think is going to happen to you in a year or two when someone younger and hotter comes along? He's going to do the same thing to you. This is not okay. And as your friend, I'm not going to sit by and let you continue to do this.
Okay, I just think that you don't ever want me to have my happily ever after. And that is so selfish
of
you.
Okay. Can I just...
you're completely out of your mind for you to say that.
I'm going
to
just stop it here, but I just need to know, Stephanie, is this a line in the sand for you? Because this is a bold statement. Like, I understand... Like, you get to a point with a friend, it's like, I've talked to her, and now you get in your car, and she's on the radio, and you're like, enough. Mm-hmm. But, like, this is a very public thing you just did.
I know. Well, she brought it public first, and that's why I couldn't take it anymore, because she's on here pretending like she hasn't done this before. You know what the outcome is going to be. You know what the consequences are, and you need to stop. And you need to speak to someone honestly about why you're doing this.
Okay.
Because it seems like you're getting a kick out of it. Why are you on the radio asking for advice as if you don't know what to do? It's wrong. And it kind of is a line in the sand for me because I can't continue to sit by and watch her do this. I love her. I care about her. She's my best friend. We've been friends for years. But part of being a friend to someone is being honest with them. And I can't be an innocent bystander and watch her live her life like this.
Yeah, Ellen, it sounds like Stephanie, I mean, it was maybe a little harsh, but like she wants you to be happy. She wants you to find like a lasting,
a real one.
Yeah, a real relationship.
Well, that's what I'm looking for right now.
No, you're not.
So,
you're not,
Stephanie, I just feel like you are not supporting me, and that really hurts.
Okay, let's.
You know what? If that's how you feel, then we'll just leave it there. There's nothing else I can say.
Okay, everybody, just all right. Let's just play Mr. Hold Button. Everyone goes. Hang on.
Was she just looking for the listeners to give her like, hey, yeah, go ahead, and then
we don't really have time to take any more advice for this other than via text message. So who's right in this situation? Was Steph like, that's a D-bag move, but if Ellen's a serial homewrecker, then that's a D-bag move.
Well, she said she's talked to her before. Is the need to get, what's going to get through to her? I don't know. That's
perhaps this audio being put up on the Odyssey app for everyone. Oh my God. I'm so uncomfortable. Please text in any words of encouragement to 51059.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 1059.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.